In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. We're right at the midpoint of Lent, and on this Sunday, as we always do, we will prostrate before the cross and sing the hymn, Before Thy Cross. This is one of my favorite parts of Great Lent. I wish all of life was the middle 3 weeks of Great Lent, the second, the third, and the fourth week of Great Lent. I'd like all of life to be that. It seems like life is easier at that time of the year. It gets very busy towards the end of Great Lent, obviously, and then Pascha, Holy Week and Pascha. This is just a time of great peacefulness for me. And I love this hymn, and I want to explain it to you. It is our custom that we celebrate the resurrection on every Sunday of the year. The resurrection is a joyous celebration. There should be no sadness. There should not be repentance in the sense of that we feel during the week. There should be a sense of great triumph over the resurrection, about the resurrection. And therefore, prostrations are forbidden in the Typikon on Sundays. Unfortunately, some people have lost that phronema. They have pews and they have kneelers, just like the Roman Catholics, and they kneel for various parts of the service. But the Typikon actually forbids that. And there's a reason why. Because the resurrection is something that we celebrate standing to face our Lord. And it doesn't fit to do penitential prostrations on Sunday. But we do prostrations on one Sunday of the year, sometimes two, depending on when the exaltation of the cross is in the fall. And that is when we pray, Before Thy cross we bow down and worship, and Thy holy resurrection we glorify. And the reason why is because that this prostration means something different. And if you do it, you know what I'm talking about. If you've experienced it, you know. This is not the same as doing a prostration when you pray the same prayer of St. Ephrem, or doing a weekday prostration during a divine liturgy. This is different. There is a sense of great happiness and triumph in our prostration. It is actually acting out the death and resurrection of our Lord. Because, of course, when you go down to the ground, you can think of that as death. And then we get back up. We resurrect. And this is very important, this motion of the body with the prayer. I've experienced this now for many, many years. And I feel the sense of longing to do better when I say this prayer. And not only longing to do better, but this confidence that I'm going to do better. And over the course of my life, I've done a little bit better. The resurrection has slowly started to permeate me and become what it should be in me. I'm not anywhere close to doing so. But there have been definite changes in my life. And moments like this, when I prostrate before the cross, and we sing either Before Thy Cross or Christu Tvoyemu, and we all sing together, especially when you are singing loudly. Sometimes you guys sing with such quietness, and you don't sing loudly. This is the one time in church when you should sing loudly, Before Thy Cross. When we're singing this and doing the prostration, in my heart, there's a feeling of change happening in me. It's a very wonderful feeling. It's the most wonderful feeling I know in the world, is for the soul to change, whether it's my own soul or someone else's. That is God working in our hearts. That's the presence of God. You can't become good without God being present. So if you've changed, or if you are changing, that means God is present. The King is present. The Creator is present. The one whom no one can know and yet He has made Himself known is present. That's all the things that I feel when I prostrate before the cross. That's why, although it's not specifically called for in the Typikon, I always do prostrations after the liturgy too. And we go out to our old rugged cross out there, because that's sort of a relic of our history. And we do prostrations out there. A pastoral reason, to be honest with you, is because more than half of my flock will not have seen and experienced the prostrations tonight. I'm not sure if they're prostrating on the couch in a supine position or what they're doing, but at least they'll see the prostrations tomorrow. And that's very important. I want you to learn. I want you to cultivate in your heart that when you do these things that we do in the church, these traditions, these rituals, that you find where it resonates in your heart. There's nothing empty about our rituals at all. Well, we do the prostrations in a prescribed manner, but not by rote. We do them from our hearts. And you should have a heart that is warm and that is sort of aching for God when you are doing these prostrations. And God will visit you when that happens. There's great grace in us forcing our body to be praying with our soul. There's lots of times when we do prostrations, and you should be able to feel the difference in each type of prostration and feel God's presence healing you. Very, very important. So when we do the prostrations, they'll be at the end of Matins, after we've done the great doxology. Pray with all of your heart and all of your voice as well. And pray that you find some place that resonates with God being present with you. And God will help change you. It's happening. It's great news. We're celebrating the victory of the cross today. We're also remembering the sacrifice of the cross. But we as Orthodox Christians, we can't help talking when we talk about the cross of the victory more than the sacrifice even. Because that victory is giving us life.